This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station down here on the Genesis Communications Network. GCNlive.com is their website. We're also broadcasting out to many of the leading Salem media stations in some of the big markets out in the country, and we appreciate all of them as well. And, of course, let's not forget that we're also broadcasting to our local independent stations all around the country, and we always love talking to the people. So howdy, howdy. And don't forget, we have a web stream on most of those stations, as well as on the GCNlive.com website and on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where you can hear the live show right now. And as I said, it's coming out on most of our other stations, too, including my flagship stations. Now, we're on the satellite as well, and a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that is working out on the Third Watch right now, our over-the-road drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there going all over the place, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And we have a new category now. We have our airline workers, to include the crew up in Atlanta working there, right now at the repair facility, the mechanics and the pilots coming to work, as well as down in Dallas, Fort Worth, the American Airlines folks down there, and they wanted to compete with Atlanta, so said, hey, we're down here too, so, okay, here we go. So we got them both going there. And now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, of course, we appreciate you so very, very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. And, of course, the Captain's America Third Watch.com is our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, let's go up first. We got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in there. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
Welcome back. And we got Frank Salvato down here from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and Frank is ready to go.
Mr. Captain.
Yep, and they've been waiting for you for 2 hours, some of those people, asking me questions to ask you, and I said, don't worry, they're part of our talking points. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, gentlemen?
You got it.
Yep. All right, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. And we believe in that wholeheartedly, as well as most of this audience, I know for sure. Well, Mr. Kyle, you're going to ask the first question because we know people have been waiting to hear from Frank about it, so go for it.
Well, good morning, Frank. And we've got this interesting new Washington Post ABC poll that found that if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win over Joe Biden 52% to 42%. Wow. I mean, this is one of the biggest disparities we've seen for a while. But what do you make of all this? I know these are snapshots, but what do you think?
Well, regular listeners know that I don't put a lot of stock in polls because depending on the questions and the manner in which they are asked, you can make anybody say anything. That said, I don't trust ABC and Washington Post to throw them. They've been carrying water for the far left since the Obama years. So, you know, with a skeptical eye, I look at this and I say, well, they really don't want Joe Biden, so they're putting a lot of pressure to make sure that that flips before the campaign gets down to the nitty-gritty. But also they're trying to instill a false sense of security in the base on the right and the middle right. They would love for people to say, well, he's winning by 10. So, you know, it's double digits. I become very passive about the election. It's a tactic that they used in the past, you know. So I don't put a lot of stock into the poll. I think people have to be very wary when you hear numbers like that, that they're trying to manipulate you. And remember, this is coming from the same group of people that told you that COVID was tearing through people and killing them, and you better stay in and wear your mask, you know. And they're pushing Bidenomics. They're saying the economy is good. Not a lot of truth coming out of these two institutions today. So when you hear a poll like that, be very skeptical and keep your eye on the ball. It's yep. about casting the ballot.
Yep.
Well, you know, Frank, one of the things about this poll, this kind of poll, I think you're exactly right. There certainly does seem to be a false sense of security there because, yeah, I think they're trying to look for reasons to get rid of Joe Biden. So some people might say, well, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it because they could bring in a more dynamic, opponent for the Republican nominee and then have a fighting chance. But what do you think about Donald Trump in terms of going into the general election, you know, polls notwithstanding?
Well, I've been saying this all along. We started silly season too early. You know, you can't run your campaign directly off of another campaign. People will get fatigued. So how's he doing? I don't know.
All right. Hold that thought, gentlemen. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after these messages coming your way. And they're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. We're going to do it to it with Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And remember, Moss Nissan is the home of You Save, You Serve. What that means is that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors too, get a discount on your vehicle by walking in and saying, the captain sent me. That's all you got to do, and that's how it works. Now, you also get Moss Care on those vehicles, those same vehicles, which will give you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the car. And Nissan locations are in Newport Richey, where the flagship station store is. That's Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You'll see that flag way up in the air before you get there, about 2 miles out, because it's way up in the air above the trees and everything. Now, Nissan and Acura are also located on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and you can stop by there and see Albert White. You get a great deal over there. And, of course, they're also over at Moss Nissan, the all-new Moss Nissan, on State Route 50, backed up against the Florida Suncoast Parkway, the toll road, right there in the west side of town. So stop in there and see them, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because if you do, that opens the discount to savings. And, of course, we all like to save money, don't we? Yep, we sure do. Okay, well, let's go back here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And we've got Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, not to be confused with a fly in the wall, AOC came out and hit reverse and said, and I quote, she was asked a question about why she was driving, why she was so concerned about supporting the UAW strike when she was driving a non-union made electric vehicle.
Well, I apologize to the flies on the wall because I know they didn't want to be compared to AAC.
Nope.
You know, but she's a walking contradiction about everything.
Yep.
You know, she wants to support the unions, but she supports open borders. Anybody who supports open borders can't support the unions because open borders equals competition for union jobs.
Yep.
You know, so this is another example of people wanting to get in front of the microphones and in front of the cameras to espouse whatever they think the audience is going to grab onto the most. But these people don't think things through. You know, if she would have said that, somebody would have asked the questions, well, how do you square open borders with supporting the unions? She wouldn't have been able to answer it. They would have called a cap on the press conference, and she would have run away, probably to her electric vehicle, and only to find out that it wasn't charged and she couldn't get away from the crowd. So this is what I mean by if you give these people enough rope, they will hang themselves. And it's an Alinsky rule. If you force the competition to live up to what they proclaim, they will step in it every single time. You can't be supportive of everybody and your opponent is the devil when you're playing in the devil's arena. It just doesn't work. And so when she does things like this, she exposes her ignorance. She was never ready for the job. And let's remember how she got there.
Yeah.
She did a cattle call for someone who would be able to identify with a certain demographic.
Mm-hmm.
She was a bartender. Not to take away from bartenders, they're a lot smarter than a lot of the people in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But she was never a politician before. She wasn't even someone who had a valid opinion on political issues.
Mm-hmm.
She was drafted for this because of what her ethnicity was, what her gender was. Well, you know, she doesn't have a history of politics. She's a political imbecile. And she proves it regularly. So, you know, again, I apologize to the flies on the wall.
Okay. Well, six GOP senators have rolled out their Higher Wages for American Workers Act. So right away, the bill aims to boost the national minimum wage to $11 per hour. It also costs for mandatory E-Verify to make sure the wage hike is only benefiting those who are authorized to work inside the United States. And it's now got the Republicans being labeled as a pro-worker movement.
Well, I'm not a fan of minimum wage. I agree with Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, and Milton Friedman that you need to let the market determine what the minimum wage is. That also requires you not to have open borders because the free market has to work. When you start manipulating what minimum wage is, now you're taking away from people who would work for the wage that would be paid, and you're manipulating supply and demand, which causes all costs of things to continually go up. So Republicans who are supportive of a minimum wage, I got to look deeper into exactly what they voted for because they're not exactly supporters of the free market, and that's not what the Republicans are supposed to be doing. Now, that said, you know, when you're talking about using E-Verify and things like that, well, we all should be doing that. Citizens should be the people that get the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But the Republican Party has been the party of the worker for quite a while now. You know, the Democrats like to paint Republicans as being supporters of the mega rich, and we got to take care of our rich friends. It's all you hear people like Maxine Waters, AOC, and everybody else talking about, Schumer and Pelosi. They always talk about, oh, how we protect the rich. Well, that's not the case.
Yeah, we've got
Democrats are the party of the uber rich now. Republicans have been on the side of the worker for at least the last 20 years.
We got a caller, and I want to see. I think I know who this is. Okay. Good morning, caller. Is this Mary?
It is. Hi. I would I ask a quick question for Mr. Frank? My son had mentioned yesterday that the French fries from McDonald's were still grown in fields, but they're bioengineered. And I was wanting to ask Frank what he thought about this bioengineered food business. Thank you.
Go ahead.
It's a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea when you look at companies like Monsanto and everybody else who's manipulating how food is grown to try and juice them up so that you can actually have more.
That's
well,
right.
I don't see a lot of people who are starving around the world benefiting from this. And then when you get into what they're using to grow these bioengineered foods, you know, you've got to start thinking of whether they're manipulating how our bodies are reacting to things over the years. Cases of cancer going up, cases of diseases like autoimmune, Hashimoto's, all up in numbers because of what we're putting in our body. I try to eat as natural as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, preservatives, not a good thing. You know, corn syrup, not a good thing. So when you start getting into bioengineered foods, you know, you better be looking with a skeptical eye at these things. And boy, if you're not reading the contents of what you're buying in the stores these days, you probably have been eating cricket flour already.
Can you stick around for another segment, by the way?
You bet.
All right, because I got a lot more I want to talk to you about. But Kyle, you got about a minute. Go for it.
Well, Frank, we're going to be seeing, I think, the next GOP debate here, I believe, this week from the Ronald Reagan Library up in Simi Valley, for at least from where I'm at. And what do you think is going to be the big takeaway from that? What do the candidates have to do to break through the Donald Trump noise, do you think?
Well, it would be nice if they would be able to talk to the 500-pound gorilla in the room, but he's not playing ball. So the Republicans really should be thinking about how to restructure what they call debates into being informative in an informative forum instead of people nitpicking at each other under a clock. You know, we've got to become way more cohesive with a platform. And if your front runner, who the Washington Post says is winning by 10, if he's not on the stage, then you're battling real hard for second place. And you know, I don't know how that works. I don't know how the people are served by that, but it's a great political tactic for the front runner. I'm not going to talk to you. That bothers me a little bit. He should be able to talk to the people he's competing against. So I don't know what we'll learn. I think it's going to be a lot of chirp.
All right, guys, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren and Frank Silvato right after the bottom of the hour break here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You
USA News Update. The Writers Guild of America announced yesterday that it had reached a tentative agreement with the major Hollywood studios that would bring an end to the 146-day strike. Now that a deal with the writers has been tentatively agreed upon, the studios can turn their attention toward cutting a deal with the Actors Union to end the Hollywood labor shortage. SAG-AFTRA, the union that represents striking actors last night, congratulated the WGA for reaching a tentative agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The Canadian Auto Workers Union, Unifor, said its members ratified a new agreement with Ford yesterday, which covers more than 5,600 workers. Here in the United States, the United Auto Workers strike against the big three domestic automakers comes at a volatile time in American politics. President Biden announced last week he will be joining the picket line tomorrow and stand with UAW workers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
After this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Well, we already had the break, but that's okay. Kyle wanted to say it again. And we're going to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And, of course, this is the 20th year anniversary for Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. He's basically got everything in the house on sale, and I do mean that. You can go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And take a look, see what they got going on. You can make a place an order over there. They'll answer any questions that you got, and you'll be standing in high cotton. So there you go. But that's 800-641-5459 on the telephone line. Promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. Now, pillows. Boy, yeah, do they. 1995, buy one, get one. They got a bunch of them in there, too. They got the big fancy pillows. They save $50 or more. Save $100 on the slippers. The sheets are marked down. The towels are marked down. The mattress toppers. The mattresses. And it's just unbelievable. Everything he's got over there for the 20th year anniversary is marked down considerably, and you'll save a bunch of money. So go check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and don't forget, they have a phone number. Yes, they do, they do. You can call them at this number, 24-7, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren and Professor Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And Frank Salvato, managing editor. I almost said it. Not quite. He's the big guy at undergroundusa.com, and don't forget his book, Nullification.
Yeah, Mr. Captain, it's good to talk to you again after the break that came after the commercial that was after the break.
Yes, I know. And then there was another break. but I'm letting people know that you got that book, and there were some of them that got sold on Saturday, and that's good. Still got a few more, and we'll be doing that until we can't do it no more. How's that? Now, you and I talked about the Republicans building a pro-worker movement, and I didn't quite get a chance to finish it. I talked about the fact that they want an $11 an hour wage right now, and they also want to mandatory e-verify to make sure the wage hike goes only to those who are authorized to work in the U.S. Well, okay, fine. But why all this matters is because rather than only focusing on culture issues or Biden family corruption, passing pro-worker legislation can reach those most disillusioned with the Republican rhetoric. Now, it's also part of the realignment of Republicans moving away from the libertarianism and towards using government to help their voting bases. Now, I get what they're doing there, but they might be making a bit of a mistake by moving away from the libertarians.
No, it's a huge mistake. Republicans have always, since their inception, been about less government. What I see in a move in their philosophy now is that, well, we're just the alternative government control that we want to have. The left wants to have government control act like this. The right wants to have government control take care of that. The key word in both of those things is government control.
Mm-hmm.
Government shouldn't be, we don't have a centralized government in our founding documents in the United States. And I don't know how to say this any clearer. We've got 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions.
Yep.
The federal government is very finite in what their authority is. And that was the case directly up until Woodrow Wilson and the grab for power that was their bastardization of the Commerce Clause. So Republicans moving away to say, well, we're gonna make government work for you. I'd rather them say, you know what? We have to safeguard against too much government in your life. And talk about missing a golden opportunity. You should just keep going back to COVID. Do you see what an overreaching, overpowering, centralized government does when you have fanatics in control?
Mm-hmm.
They ruin the economy. They kill people. You know, and it's the only people who get to actually make any money in the market that they've manipulated are the people that they like. So that's what centralized overpowering government looks like. And I don't want to get into a pendulum going back and forth where, okay, these favorite people are being able to feed at the taxpayer trough now. And then, oh, okay, people got sick of those names, so the pendulum went back to the other political side. And now those chosen few get to feed from the public trough. That's the danger that we see today, because that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any more government in my life. I don't want Republicans talking about a minimum wage. I don't want them talking about manipulating the workforce. I don't want them to get the IRS out of my way, get regulations out of my way, let the free market work, make sure that we have excellent standing in the world, secured borders, and a military that can kick anybody's butt. That's what they should be doing. When's the last time you heard the federal government repeal a law or a regulation?
Not once.
Yeah. So all they do is go to Washington and try to figure out what to pass next so we could get another tax out of the American people to spend more money to bribe people to vote for us. That's got to stop. And if all you're going to do is ride the pendulum back and forth, so that the chosen few can keep feeding from the government trough? Well, government's not serving you. They are your master.
Well,
I don't believe that free Americans have a master.
I got one more thing to say about what it is they're up to here, and it's kind of interesting. This is kind of the cap to the whole statement. Biden's policies on issues like the migrant crisis, electric vehicles, and the economy are giving Republicans an opening. And the migrant crisis is pushing up housing costs. The EV plans are hurting all the auto workers, if they'll look at it. And then the economy is still struggling with high prices. This makes it easier for the Republicans to win over the working class. That's what they're thinking about. That's why they're doing this.
Well, it's unless they actually wake up one day and become masters of messaging, which they're not,
nope. It
doesn't matter. It just sounds like they're trying to pack an omnibus platform message that could fit on a bumper sticker, but this bumper sticker has to wrap around the car.
True.
You don't do that. You want to have a bumper sticker? Less government. There's your bumper sticker. Now fit that into every category. Taxes? Okay. Less government. Higher employment rates? Okay. Less government regulation. Let the free market work. If you're going to manipulate it everywhere you go by saying, well, government will oversee this. Government will take control of these regulations. We have to streamline this. No, just remove it. Just remove it. And departments like the EPA, Department of Education, they're all redundant. Every state has an agency or a department that does exactly what those agencies do at the federal level. So get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Less government is the message. And if Republicans are moving away from that, then by the same degree, I'll be moving away from the Republicans.
Okay. George is asking, George the Godfather, does Frank agree with Matt Gaetz?
Not on a lot of stuff. His rhetoric is very rhetoric-like, but I'm always incredibly wary of showboaters. Anybody who's racing to get in front of the camera with incendiary talk is not a direct line back to our founders, who were smart people. Benjamin Franklin didn't scream to the press. Hamilton did, but maybe that's why the left likes the bastardized play of his life. But, statesmen talk with a measured head. And they can explain their positions so that people can understand them in consumable chunks. And they have always been for less government. So, show me where he's putting bills in front of the people to diminish government in my life at every level. And then I'll dig deeper into what he wants. But he's the guy out of a district that represents me. And what I hear in my homeland, meh, with a capital M, meh.
Well, we're going to run out of time here in just a second. But, we always cover a lot of ground when you come in there. We try to cover the things that people have been, asking us about or saying, what does Frank think? What does Frank think? So that's, you got your own little question asking session going on here ahead of time. So be prepared for another one on Friday.
My opinion is mine. I keep my eye on politics because that's what I do. But if you're going to listen to anything I have to say, it's do your own homework and make up your own mind.
That's right. Okay, Frank, I'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and, of course, the book Nullification. Kyle Warren and I will be back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and we'll be right there with Patrick Hyland in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the best, absolute best, when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. From installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And when you do, I know about them because I've worked with them for years. They've done a lot of different things for me over the years. I've had some blinds put in, some shutters put into my homes that I've owned. And they're located, of course, and have been for years, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can stop in or you can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment. Now, they do give discounts to benefits to both military veterans, active duty military, and first responders. So if you stop in there, you tell them the captain sent you and show them your ID, you'll be fine, good to go. And again, when it comes to good people with good thoughts, with good ideas, and they're always trying to be the best they can be, you can't go wrong by going with Dominic's. You just can't. They're local. They're experienced. They're Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call or stop on in. Telephone number 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Okay, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You got your ball cap on. You're ready to talk with Patrick, and I'm going to set him up here. Here he comes. Good morning, Patrick Hyland, and Kyle's got a question for you right off the bat.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, America. Good morning, Kyle Warren. And what is your question, Mr. Professor of Politics?
Well, the Captain and I were talking earlier this morning about this amazing point scoring game by Miami versus Denver. It seems like it's pretty significant. What do you think?
That's crazy. Kyle, 70 points, and I'm a big Miami Dolphin fan. That's where I grew up. And, it's neat to see your team do well, but it's also kind of embarrassing to watch that on an NFL field, 90 points in a football game. Where's the defense, okay? And where were the Broncos allowed 70 points? You know, come on. That's kind of crazy. So, yeah, it was an interesting day, to say the least. Guys, I mean, who would have thought the Washington, Commanders would only put 3 points on the board against the Bills? I mean, I wouldn't have thought that, 37-3. And then the Browns, they beat the Titans 27-3. I mean, you get craziness to 70 points and you get 3 points. Doesn't make sense to me, but that's what the NFL did. A lot of crazy upsets yesterday too, guys. Texans beat the Jaguars 37-17 at their home park. And that's what happens when you get division rivalries. Anything can happen on any given Sunday. And probably the best game of the day in my Vikings, that went back and forth, 28-24 Chargers. That was the game that you pretty much knew it was going to be a one-possession game, and that was at least billed the way it should have been. So that was a fun game to watch. Okay, the Lions beat the Falcons 20-6, and the Packers beat the Saints 18-7. So that's really helpful, for the Buccaroos, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because the Seahawks came through and beat the Panthers 37-27. So everybody lost in the NFC South. Now we'll see what happens tonight. Any thoughts, Kyle, on tonight's game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I can't say that I do at this point. I'm sure it'll be an interesting game. I do have one other quick question for you, and that is, my son follows baseball pretty closely, and we always get a chance to talk about it now that he's away at school again. And he remarked to me the other day that he thought that Gerrit Cole would probably far and away be the most likely candidate for the Cy Young Award. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree. He should get it. I mean, very dominant this year. Team, the Yankees didn't play to their potential. So, absolutely. I mean, I like that guy. He's a gamer. He gives you 100%. And, he's one of the few that's been fortunate enough not to have injuries that most pitchers do. So, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, well. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And then getting back to football a little bit here, the Cardinals upset the Cowboys. Unbelievable. Cowboys were 2 touchdown favorites and lost the game by 12 points. They lost by the number they were supposed to win by. So really weird. And then the last game of the night was the Steelers and Raiders. That was a great game last night. I mean, 23-18, Steelers came through. Raiders tried to make a comeback at the end, but just fell a little short. So that was one of the better games. And then Captain, for our friend Ken, the Bears, 41-10, they got beat by the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken.
He knew that.
The Bears are just,
he knew that, but you know something? I would love to see the Bucs win tonight. I would love to see it, but I don't think there's any way in the world it's going to happen. I think the Eagles are a much better team. But if they do manage to pull it out, it'll be something like 21-20 or 24-23 or 27-26, something like that.
No, I agree with you 100%, Matt. That's exactly what's going to happen if they do pull it off, I believe, because the Eagles, on paper, are a better team.
Yep.
Okay, but as we both know, it's on any given Sunday or any given Monday night. And, you know, the Bengals at home against the Rams, you know, old Super Bowl matchup from a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And both of those teams are hurting with players. We don't know if Joe Burrow is going to play tonight. So that's another interesting situation there. You know, I hope the kid gets healthy. That calf injury is terrible, you know. Not good. You know what was sad yesterday, guys, is the Patriots beat the Jets 15-10. And I was really looking forward to Aaron, you know, Rodgers playing against Bill Belichick's Patriots. I think that would have been a great game if he would have been able to participate.
Sure.
You know, sad that they lost him on the, you know, first series of his career with the Jets. I'm really curious to see if he'll come back, gentlemen. I hope he does, because it would be nice to see that happen. But that's pretty much up to date on the NFL. You know, we talked a little baseball, Kyle and I. This is the final stretch. This is the final week to see who's going to win their divisions and who's going to make the playoffs. There have been a lot of good ball games this past week. A lot of teams still playing hard and making a game of it. And that's what I like to see. And I know I'm not the only one out there. So.
Well, NFL
will be, you know,
we'll see what happens tonight, though. Tonight's going to make believers out of a lot of people.
Yeah, if the Bucs could pull this off and go 3-0 when everybody thought their best would be 1-2,
yep.
That's going to make everybody be quiet, Captain. No, they've made some changes. They've done some of the right things. Baker Mayfield's playing, you know, better than he thought. You know, and speaking about changes, Captain, you know, I'm with Graham Capital Advisors, and people can get in touch with me now through Graham Capital Advisors and also annuities right now, Captain. If anybody bought an annuity 3 to 5 years ago and hasn't had their agent call them, they're probably leaving money on the table, you know, and I can help them out with that. Interest rates now are 3% and are capping at 8%. And, you know, that's just that's good money on the table. When people bought it, you know, 3 to 5 years ago, Captain, they only were getting 1%. So, you know, give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anybody in the country, if that is something that, you know, you're involved in, let me be of help to you. So, again, my name is Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. God bless you, Kyle, and everybody out there listening. I'll try to see you tomorrow, Captain, at Mission Barbecue if I don't get tied up on a business deal.
All right. Thank
you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Go over to the Facebook page they have, the Sports Zone. Find out more about that show and all the things that go on. Well, Kyle, it's been another great evening. We've covered a lot of ground, for sure. You know, every time you turn around, there's something new going on. We managed to pretty much get by that. Although I think I'll keep my eyes today in D.C. to see what's going on with some of the comments we expect to hear coming out of there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. So we'll see you tomorrow, Captain.
Yep. Take care, Kyle. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be back tomorrow night. Meantime, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the radio show. And thanks for being part of the group, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's what we're all about, America. It's all about us. They work for us. We don't work for them. God bless America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.